Child views. Music and costumes. I love to dance, and since I live in a small town, my mom drives me to Weatherford, Texas every Thursday to take jazz and tap lessons and on Friday for ballet. I had moved up to level 2, which means I have a different teacher on Thursday. We've been working on a dance for a competition. We compete for a trophy. We had learned half the dance when the teacher put it to music. The music wasn't the best choice, and one girl dropped out because her mom didn't like it. Then we learned some more steps. One day at an extra practice, the teacher asked me, "Have you seen the costume yet?" When I saw the picture of it, I knew that I wasn't going to wear it. When my mom, who hadn't seen the costume, and I were home, we talked about it. We decided that it was too immodest. She called the studio the next day to tell them that I would not be participating in the dance. I hope that my decision helped the other dancers choose the right. Christy Abraham, age 9, Azle, Texas. Temple Report. When my class was studying architecture this year in school, each student was assigned to prepare both a report and a three-dimensional model of a famous building or other structure. Since my parents were married in the Salt Lake Temple, it is very special to my family. My dad had the great idea of using sugar cubes to make my model of it. We thought that sugar cubes were perfect because their white color symbolized the purity of the temple. I realized that the shape of the cubes was also appropriate because the Salt Lake Temple was built using huge granite boulders that were cut by hand into blocks. My 5-year-old brother, Rollins, decided to make a temple, too. We thought his turned out to look a lot like the Manti, Utah temple. Presenting the report, let me tell my class a little about the church and the importance of temples. My model was even put on display in the school media center for a few weeks. Everyone who saw it could read the label we made for it: the Salt Lake Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I look forward to my next chance to tell others about the church. Niles Wimber, age 8, McDonough, Georgia. Note: the friend welcomes your letters sharing a spiritual experience, your testimony, or your feelings about the Friend magazine. Send them to Child Views, Friend, 24th floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3226. Please include a picture of yourself and your name, age, and address. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the article, Child Views, FHE.